This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you very much, folks, for tuning in. We appreciate you. By the way, I'll be filling in for Chris Burke tonight on Point of View. Yeah. Trying to line up an interview with Jay Shuler, among others. Jay Shuler is the new head of the Department of Commerce. Love the story about Jay Shuler, this entrepreneur, whopping in North Dakota. Governor Burgum calls and says, would you be my commerce commissioner? Okay. Off we go. It's very much, a Doug Burgum kind of story. Really is. Even Brian Crocher, same thing, really, the new public service commission member. These are all examples, I think, of the Trump effect on government, although they all happen sort of at the same time. Different folks choosing to leave the private sector and head into the public sector and... I think, bring a little bit of common sense from the dollars and cents perspective of the private sector and business into a government that doesn't always operate that way. We're blessed, I think, in North Dakota to have it be more closer to the norm than most places, but the more people from the private sector that bring that level of experience to the public sector, I think the better. I really think they just inform things greatly. So anyway, tonight, 6:30 on KX4, 9:30 on West Dakota Fox. If you get a chance to tune it in, please do. Looking forward to that tonight, day two of our fill-in for Mr. Chris Burke. Very special hour planned for you this hour on What's On Your Mind. And we're brought to you by High Plains Apache. Just talking to Troy Coons from CNC Farms of Donnybrook about planning decisions. And it won't be long. That planning will be done, and then it'll be time to spray. And that's when our friends at High Plains Apache come in. With the best of the best, the Apache sprayer. Talk about a businessman. That's a businessman sprayer all the way. And they have new and used right now on the lots in both Mandan and Frontier south of Fargo. You can also find it online at highplainsapache.com. We'll probably have some wind this growing season. It generally happens. And Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system. What that allows you to do is select your droplet size and keep it through the whole day no matter what speed you're traveling. Pretty amazing when you think about it. It's just one of the features they have. It has that lighter footprint, too, so you're in the field when a lot of others are not. And the best warranty in the business, best drivetrain, good stuff. ET Ag Center also now at both locations. Means they have 50,000 sprayer parts, all the ag application parts, everything you can imagine of any brand, not just Apache. So stop and see him. East Side Court, across from Bonanza in Mandan. Exit 60 south of Fargo in Frontier. High Plains Apache. Online at highplainsapache.com. Very special hour this hour. We are pleased to welcome to the program three members of law enforcement families that can share a story I think we all need to hear. We all need to understand. I have said to you that my pledge related to the last 230 days of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, we will not cease discussing it until we get to the truth. We're in search of the truth. And the truth includes who financed this professional protest, how protesters were paid, how they do what they do, funded by the same folks that fund Black Lives Matter and other protest groups. It's a racket where a lot of people make a lot of money. And while they do that, they stop commerce. They stop a lawfully cited protest or pipeline, rather, in the case of the Dakota Access Pipeline. And they also cause members of law enforcement, our National Guard, and their lives to be disrupted. And while they claim to be about clean water and treaty rights, they are a vile bunch. The most of them are. The majority of them are. A vile bunch. And sadly today, you're going to hear a story that really is just, when you think about what's behind it, when you think of how that would be received, I don't know of another word than vile. It's that darkness again, that evil that just, you can't even believe it. Joining us today are Carla Arndt, her husband's a sergeant with the North Dakota Highway Patrol, Allison Engelstad, whose husband is a sheriff deputy with the Morton County Sheriff's Department, and Shannon Egan, whose husband serves in the North Dakota National Guard. Ladies, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you taking some time to tell your story today. Thank you very much.
Sure.
So I'm going to ask each of you to kind of tell us a little bit about your story in your own words. And Carla, I'm going to start with you because the harassment started early for you. I just mentioned we're 230 days in the first few days. You went on to social media and saw a photo of your husband. I can't even imagine what that ultimately does and puts you through. Talk a little bit about knowing where your husband was, what he was doing, and the emotions you already had, and then knowing that he'd been identified on social media.
I guess, you know, day one, the protest started, and you knew that people were down there and that they were worried about the safety of their water. And obviously all of us can have empathy for that and know that you're, you know, if that's truly what they care about and what they're worried on, you can feel for them. And I guess that's where we started. And my husband was down there the first day and visited with a lot of the people that were down there. And, you know, he said they're good people who, you know, are just worried about what this pipeline could do. And, you know, he talked about how communication just needs to be opened up and to just see the transparency in it. And then day two came along and he was still visiting with people, having a good time. And a young girl shared a picture of him on social media, which, you know, it wasn't meant to be horrific to start out with. She just shared a thing saying that he's smirking at their cause because she caught a picture of him smiling. And after that, it just spun with the social media and the way that that can work. It just spun out of control where people continued to share it and put the tagline racist cop. And of course, then that turned into racist cop who's for the Dakota Access Pipeline against the Native culture. And it turned into death threats and threats against my family and my children. And every vile thing said to his face while he was down there, as well as across social media. And then it just kind of kept spinning from there. And he had to go to training actually in Texas for a week, in which, you know, they called me and said, I think you should put his car in the garage. I think you should, we're going to send extra patrols around your house. So it got to a point where they definitely felt there was a threat. And so obviously that doesn't sit well when you have children and you're worried about your home. And then from there, I guess it just continued on. You know, he came back. We kind of let that go. I went online that first night that my mother-in-law saw his photo. I was online and taking off every bit of information about our house because the next conversation on social media turned into find their address, find where they live. We need to find his children. We need to find what schools they go to. And so I spent a lot of time online taking down all our information, which actually turned out to be a good thing because later on in the protest, they actually shared people's information that they had, their faces of their family members, the places they live, where they go to school. And so it actually was kind of a blessing in disguise for me that it happened so soon for me to be able to get all that stuff off for when it became even a deeper threat.
What Connors just described, folks, is terrorism. That's terrorism. There's, you know, that's a family being terrorized. They go to their home, go all that stuff. And who in their right mind could read that and then not be looking over their shoulder, you know, 24/7? What reaction, you know, besides I'm going to get the address off or do everything I can? What, I mean, can you sleep? I mean, what kind of condition do you then go in after knowing that photo is up there?
I guess you know, because there was reports of them following back officers to actually where my husband's office was, and they couldn't decide if they were looking for officers or looking for my husband, and that was the week he was gone. And so I was actually glad he was gone, because then they couldn't follow him home from his work. You know, it is tough to sleep. It was tough to sleep knowing that they're, you know, when he was back then after that week, he was down there constantly. And it was hard knowing that people had this idea of him because of what they wanted to paint and put out there, when he was is completely the opposite type of person. In fact, we even have family members who are part of the tribe. So we can be further from the picture that they painted. And so, yeah, you don't sleep. I spent a lot of hours on social media watching live feeds by the protesters just to make sure my husband was okay and that things were okay. And to know what they're doing, because obviously we can't check up on them.
This is, again, family members. I mean, Carter's husband, number one, was doing his job. And number two, they certainly didn't do anything. And then they end up with this. Unbelievable. More of the stories of these three brave spouses sharing their story. The Dakota Access Pipeline protest when we continue.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Uglum of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer a two-day soybean marketing seminar designed expressly for soybean producers. Sharpen your soybean trading skills and learn more about trading soybeans in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held March 14th and 15th at the North Dakota State University Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall, located at 811 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. The course will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU. Seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register today by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. Register by February 25th. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by our friends at the University of Mary. If you're a nurse, why'd you become a nurse? Probably because you have a heart for others, right? And you always want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. At the University of Mary, they have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and to increase your lifetime earnings. Well, the key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, they want to make it possible for you to move forward. They now have a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for just $15,000, a remarkable value in comparison for similar programs elsewhere, which can run $8,000 higher. Earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary is the smart choice because caring for others is what you do, and caring for you is what we do. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time or full-time options available. The University of Mary, an excellent education and an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. We are talking with three brave spouses, two from law enforcement, one from our National Guard that were part of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. Carla Arndt, whose husband is a sergeant with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Allison Engelstead, husband's a Morton County Sheriff's Deputy. And Shannon Egan, whose husband serves in the North Dakota National Guard, talking about the harassment they received during the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. They received, as in, you know, the family members. We were just chatting with Carla Arndt, whose husband is a sergeant with the North Dakota Highway Patrol, about photos being up online. And let me go next to you, Shannon. Your husband serves in the North Dakota National Guard. So obviously the National Guard were not called up at first, but they were later called up. And at that point, you know that your husband could be deployed. Walk us through your story. Tell us what happened.
We found out early December that his unit was being called up. The MPs were already out there, and we, of course, you know, it's a possibility. But we officially found out at the beginning of December, and I remember sitting across from another wife who was in tears and compared the fear for her husband going out there to when he was being deployed to Afghanistan. And so I guess I didn't get quite to that level of fear. I know my husband's trained. I know his unit's trained, but it was still pretty scary. For the thought of it, then he went on state active duty the beginning of January and was out there for a few weeks, and then he was able to take a few days off. We welcomed the son towards the end of January, and then after his couple days off, he went right back out there. So it's been me and my kids by ourselves pretty much for the last 3 weeks of my pregnancy and then throughout newborn stage of our son.
So a stressful time for sure. And you have the girls, you have the baby coming. What kind of conversations did you have with your daughters?
Just told them that it was time for dad to be a soldier. My oldest is 8 and in second grade. So old enough to understand some, but not the full picture, thank goodness. But I remember her telling me there was an incident at the Capitol building, and she's like, Mom, there was an oil spill downtown. And so trying to explain to her what was going on, because, of course, they heard there was other elementary schools that were put in lockdown, which then, of course, you know, well, is that going to happen to our school? Trying to explain to her, no, you're not, your school's not really close to what's going on. And they didn't understand why dad was home, but they didn't see him because very, very long, stressful hours. And then when he was home, trying to get a little bit of sleep.
I didn't ask you, Carla, but tell me how many kids you have.
I have 4. They range from 5 to 14.
5 to 14. Man, young ages. And I can just imagine the worry. And your daughter's ages are what, Shannon?
8 and 5.
And then the newborn little boy.
Yep,
and just think of this. This is amazing what these youngsters are going through. Allison Engelstead's husband is a Morton County Deputy Sheriff. Allison, tell us what what you endured in the way of harassment, what your family lived through in this ordeal.
One of the specific incidents was the night before Thanksgiving when my husband had left for a protest shift. And we were carrying business like usual since the protest had begun, and I was home with his three boys. And he had left and was down there for, I would say, about 4 hours. And I hadn't really heard much from him, but at around 11:30, I got a phone call from him. And I could just tell by the tone of his voice that something was wrong. And he explained to me that I needed to wake up the children and get out of the house as quickly as possible and go find a safe place to stay, and that he and a few of the other officers from town were coming back to town to basically monitor the houses because there had been threats made to the officers' families that their homes were going to be burned down or they were going to find their wives and rape them and their children and, you know, cause harm to them or murder them themselves. So it was, quite the rude awakening at 11:30 at night to pull kids out of bed and get them into a vehicle and try not to cause too much concern for them. So, it was difficult to try to do that.
And you're hearing about this from him? He's telling you that that's what they're threatening to do?
Yes. He said that we have received information that this is a possibility of happening, and we are coming back to town to make sure that there's nothing suspicious going on.
And I bet it was a long wait between that call and the time that he got home, huh?
Yeah, we're about an hour, a little over an hour away from the protest site was. So it was a lot of tense moments until I could get information from him on what really was going on and, you know, if things were, if it was really a credible threat or if it was just a plain threat.
Either way, though, again, terrorism, right? I mean, you're terrorized. You're thinking, oh, what's happening? I go back to Carla seeing that, you know, or your mother-in-law finding that photo and saying, hey, have you seen the photo? And then what happens? What is that going to mean? What, you know, why is that there? Are these threats real or are they not? I mean, it's not something that should have to go through. Hang on. I will take a break. I want to ask you when we come back, Allison, a little bit about how the kids reacted to having to realize that threat was there and get out of the house. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables, and Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on the best playing, best built, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race.
this is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
And you can have all the information you need about power you can depend on. SecureEnergyFuture.org, the website. It's all about the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, a group that is dedicated to a couple of simple things, really: enhancing, preserving, protecting a diverse set of energy resources. That includes coal-based electricity. All of the above. What does that do? It ensures a affordable, reliable energy supply for families and businesses, North Dakota and Minnesota, now and into the future. That's power you can depend on. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. You could even find out what you'd pay if that clean power plan is not done away with. You can take action, so you let other elected leaders know what you're feeling. SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Questions or comments for our guests are welcome. You can text me at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. You can also email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. One texter says, my goodness, what these families went through. Tears. I've watched all this terrorist activity from day one. God bless all. I'm glad everyone is safe. For sure. Well said. Thank you. Carl Arndt, husband is a sergeant with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Allison Engelstedt, wife of Morton County Sheriff Deputy Shannon Egan. Her husband serves in the North Dakota National Guard, chatting with us today on What's on Your Mind. So, Allison, I want to give you a chance to talk a little bit, finish a little bit more about your story. I wanted to just sort of understand. You get the call from your husband. He's explaining, here's what they're saying they're going to do. I'm on my way back there. But you got to get the kids out. We don't know what's going to happen. Get them out of there. How do you explain that to the kids?
I really struggled with trying to figure out a way how to do that without scaring them. Between the two of us, we have 6 children. The oldest now is 14, and we have 5 boys and 1 girl. They're 14, 11, 10, 9, 6, and 5. But we have been struggling trying to blend a family. We just got married this past fall, and it was put on my shoulders to be that person that they trusted while their dad was gone. He was gone pretty much every day. When he wasn't on regular duty shifts, he was down at the protest site. So that night when he called, I was already sleeping. So I woke up and tried to calmly tell his boys that we needed to pack up some things and leave the house, that their dad was coming back or that he had called and he was coming back to town just to make sure that everything was okay, that something had happened. And I didn't really know for sure what had happened, but we just needed to do what his dad said for what their dad said for now and until we figure out what's going on. So basically, I gave them a lack of information, so they didn't know what to specifically be worried about. But we made it to our safe place, and we were all sitting on the couch looking at each other, just waiting to hear from his dad from their dad to make sure that, you know, everything was going to be okay, or that we could return back to our house, or if we were going to just stay put for the night. And it did get to a point where his youngest, who was 6, just fell asleep on the couch. The older 2 were still awake with me when he finally made contact with us. On the way over to the safe place, I looked at his oldest son, and he looked me right in the face, and he goes, and he looked down beside him, and he goes, "I have brought my bat with, just in case." And I was just like, oh my gosh, seriously. Like, he felt like he needed to protect us. Like, he was stepping in place. Like, he was the man of the house while his dad was gone, you know? Like, nobody was going to mess with his family while his dad was at work, and he was going to protect us. And it's just knowing that that level of worry was put on, you know, his children and us, and it was scary at that point, for sure.
Oh, you just think what these kids are going through. And, you know, I mean, it's just not anything kids should have to go through. And that's another reminder of what we have in the way of wonderful public servants, members of the law enforcement community and the National Guard, whose job it is to serve, but their families also serve. No question about it. Carla, what would you say you take away from this? I mean, obviously, you know, when your husband's in this line of work, that it's not going to be easy. But, you know, as you look back on this, what sticks with you the most from this ordeal? And did you ever think you would have to live it like this?
No, I never thought we'd have to go through something like this. And I guess the thing that I take from everything that's gone on is, now as a community, we're kind of divided in North Dakota, and we need to try to find a way to make that community heal from all over North Dakota. And, you know, the kids from both sides of this have been seeing information, hearing reports. You know, you never know what side of it they're hearing and what they're thinking. And it's important for us to make sure that the kids know that law enforcement is here to protect them always. You know, no matter where their parents stood on the issue, no matter, and the same thing with, like, my children, you know, that this is not a race issue. This is not the people of North Dakota and this section and that section, that we need to come together. And that, you know, there was a lot of conversation in my house talking about how we can't blame people for their beliefs, but we can demand they change their actions. And that, you know, now as a community, you know, my kids know that it's even part of their job to help this community heal. And, you know, we signed on to be a law enforcement family. And with that, every single one of us, from my 5-year-old to me, to my husband, to my 14-year-old, we all have to play a role in being a community servant because of being a part of that family.
Not that everybody here locally on the protest side of things, you know, whether they were arrested or whatever, were, you know, to be, you know, I guess, given a pass on anything. I did notice, especially on social media, the nastiest stuff was definitely people from, you know, joining in, right? Felt like keyboard warriors from wherever that got behind the computer and just let rip with some of the nastiest stuff. You know, most of the folks invested in this in North Dakota were actually at the site themselves. And again, there's plenty of bad things going on down there. There's no doubt about it. But one thing I reported many times, and I would ask often, okay, what's the, you know, they were keeping track of license plates. What's the count? And it very often was 90-10, 90 out-of-state plates versus 10 in-state. So This, a lot of this was from elsewhere. Doesn't really matter. Bad behavior is bad behavior. You just don't do this stuff to people. But I'm just saying this wasn't a lot of neighbor-on-neighbor hostility.
Exactly. And people need to remember that when with this coming to an end. And the big thing, I think, for all of us wives telling our stories and doing what we're doing is to show the true picture of law enforcement and also to keep the next communities that are going to have to go through this to try to kind of stay ahead of it and make them aware of what can happen.
Good point. Shannon, how about for you? Talk about, as you look back, what stays with you the most to this point?
It's more on a personal level, just it affecting different things with the community, with our jobs. I've pulled up to see license plates being recorded or photos taken. You never know what they're doing, whether they've got their video going or just snapping photos. And office has been in lockdown numerous times throughout this ordeal. And like Carla said, the division is there. You can see it when you're out and about, and hopefully it can be put behind us. And because a lot of people do know that a lot is more out of state than our local people, but the hard feelings still originated down there. And so hopefully people are able to just mend the bridges that need to keep the community not divided.
Because that's hard. That's really hard. We're talking 230 days of this level of division, and obviously some days tougher than others. The day before Thanksgiving, a pretty good example. The day you see your husband's photo on social media, not a good day. But that tension, in one way or another, has been there the entire time, for sure. Allison, share the most difficult part of this for you.
I would say on a personal side of things, the most difficult part for us has been just being married this fall and trying to blend a family when my husband was gone. It was really hard to do on my own, trying to, a lot of times, take care of six children by myself and kind of deal with them being emotional about, you know, his children, their dad not being able to come to, you know, soccer games and track meets and things like that, and just trying to reassure them that he absolutely wanted to be there. It was not a matter of dad's choosing work over you. It's, you know, dad's doing his job, but he wants to be here for you. He just can't be right now. Just reassuring them that, you know, this is all temporary. A lot of what I did was trying to explain to them, because they had a lot of questions of why are they doing this? Why do they hate my dad? Why do they want to harm us? They didn't understand. So I tried to explain to them, as best as I could, how those threats were coming about and why things were being said that were being said. Trying to get them to understand that for the most part, people in North Dakota support law enforcement, that it was a lot of influence from the outside that were saying things like that were trying to divide North Dakotans. They were trying to dehumanize the bad, basically. Make them
absolutely
for the human.
Ladies, thanks for sharing your story. Really appreciate it. Shannon and Allison are going to be back with us on Energy Matters as well for more of this story. But really glad you did what you did in sharing this story. Thanks so much, and God bless you and your families and all of law enforcement and our National Guard.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of acting if you witness a cardiac emergency.
Only 4% of everyone that has a CPR AED card and are current with that card act. That's only 1 in 25 people will actually do something when they can, when they hold that card. I think it's fear. I think people are afraid. I think they're afraid they'll get sued. They'll be afraid that someone won't make it. They're afraid they won't use it properly. And with an AED, it's made for a sixth grader to use with no prior training. So all you have to do is turn them on. They literally are the most self-sufficient piece of equipment that you can have.
If you want to learn how to be the help, register for a CPR course today. Go to www.ndsc.org to find a course near you. That's ndsc.org.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
I don't watch my energy use just because it's good for the environment, or just because state rebates save me money, or just because I work for a power company.
Mom, I'm home!
I do it because my commitment is to her. To teach her how to save. To do good work. And above all else, to leave a place a little better than you found it. She's my reason. That's why I'm proud to work at Ottertail Power Company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Good morning, Scott. Just listening to your reports on the threats to the families on of law enforcement. Why hasn't the news media reported any of this? This is the first that I've heard this kind of stuff.
Well, I appreciate the call, appreciate you listening, and it's a good question. I don't know. I'm glad you heard it here first. I read about it in a Washington Times story. I heard about it when it happened, and I know that there was obvious concern on the part of the spouses wanting to do this, because then you kind of bring yourself out into the spotlight a little bit. But as you heard one of the ladies say, that they thought it was important that people have the benefit of knowing this does happen and that it could happen other places, and to be aware of it, help them as well. But I don't know. I don't know how journalists work. They really don't. In my mind, more often than not, it's to advance the personal agenda. And push a bias. It's deep within them. And if something doesn't fit the narrative, they're not going to do it. Now, sometimes that comes from editors. A lot of times in newspapers, you know, reporters aren't free to just go cover whatever they want. The editor's got to do it, but I don't know. The system's broken. Because how someone cannot sit in a newsroom after having heard stories like this and not done something about it, to report on it, to ask, I don't know. We simply went to Tom Iverson, Rob Keller, Amber Balkin, Maxine Herr, people we work with regularly that answer questions for those in the media. Tom at the Highway Patrol, and you know, Maxine's been kind of the Morton County person. Amber, I guess, and Rob Moore, Department of Emergency Management and the National Guard, right? Amber's at the Guard, and Rob's used to be National Guard, but now he's Morton County, too, helping out with that effort. So, you know, good question. Others should do it. Washington Times wrote the story. Washington Times. Not the Bismarck Tribune. I don't know why. Somebody asked me why I didn't read the headlines from the Fargo Forum earlier. I'm sorry, I meant to, actually. I read the Bismarck Tribune headlines. I like reading headlines. I do. I don't get enough time to do it because every headline I can find, you know, a response in a story. Here's the forums. This is a big one. Pet project. 9-year-old takes dad's challenge, advocates for pet pigs. All right. Are you for pet pigs? I think they're adorable. I don't know about pets, but Fargo flood buyouts focus on upscale neighborhood. One owner asked for $1.9 million. Another says willing to be left on the wet side. This is another big journalist thing now. And, you know, generally liberals, they don't like people with money. Just kind of how it happens. I don't know. A lot of liberals have a lot of money. But liberals that are in media, journalism, they have a natural bias against anybody that's actually worked enough to, assemble some level of wealth. As these Fargo flood buyouts happen, there's been a lot of that neighboritis going on. What are you paying that person that for? Put yourself in, and I always want to say to those people, okay, it's your house. You live there. You know what you paid for it. You know what it's worth. You know what you paid taxes on for it. And now, I'm telling you, get out. You got to leave by this date. We need to tip your house over so we can build a flood protection. What's a fair price? Very often you think differently when you're the owner versus you're the one that is on the other side saying, oh, that's too much. They have the headline on the Burgum veto of the bill limiting bonuses for the staff and appointees. Subheadline, legislation had strong support from North Dakota lawmakers. Well, yeah, that's a battle of a legislative and executive branch. And then the other headline, pastor says gnome relieved by Zion church fire. Cobb says he may still try to stay. All right, let's see here. A couple questions waiting to get in. Let's get them in quick. Tom and Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Well, I'd just like to make a quick comment. Based on what the lady said, who you just interviewed on the air, that we're terrorized by these protesters, the whole thing was, in my opinion, avoidable. There's one person to blame. That's former Governor Garrumple. He should have called out the National Guard before these guys began to accumulate. He should have moved them out of that area. If they went to another area and did anything illegally, the Guard should have moved them out of there.
Okay, can I stop you though, Tom? Can I stop you there though? Everything you just suggested could have happened. You could have moved him, but somebody would have had to do that. It would have been law enforcement and National Guard and others. So there would have been confrontation still, without question, and maybe even more so. I think in retrospect, having it now ended the way it did end, is about the best possible outcome you could expect. It certainly took longer, and the siege was longer. But Jack in Mortonville, let me get you in here quickly. Your question.
Yeah, hey, Scott, I'm from Ortonville, Minnesota. Say, I have a question about something you made, a comment you made about a caller earlier. He was talking about abortion. He called him. He said it went beyond darkness and it went to evil. And you kind of contradicted him. You said, no, you don't win people by calling him evil or standing up like that or saying that kind of thing. But yet, when you were introducing your latest guest and you were describing the protesters, you were calling them evil and wicked, and what they were doing was evil and wicked. But yet you won't
call abortionists or the abortion agenda evil or wicked.
Well, I call it evil all the time. I was, I guess, just referring to that particular caller who's wanting to go to protesters and scream evil at them. And I'm just saying I don't think he'd win anybody over that way. But I think it is evil, just for the record. So I think we're both saying the same thing. I do. And I also think you got to call evil evil, right? I referred to it as darkness. He was calling me out. Pretty, pretty much the same thing. Hope that makes sense. Jack in Ortonville. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
What a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
Get inspired and have a fun-filled evening with the return of the Benham Brothers, the Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota annual dessert. April 3rd in Bismarck and April 4th in Fargo. FPA of North Dakota, formerly NDFA, brings back David and Jason Benham, authors of their new book, Living Among Lines. Hear their exciting new message of conviction, courage, and humor. April 3rd at the Ramcota in Bismarck and April 4th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565. That's 701-214-5565.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.